This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can. We're actually broadcasting live from Glen Allen, Alaska, of all places. We're going to be doing a bunch of speaking engagements, including one tonight, and then one tomorrow, and then we got another one, and then we're back into the state of Minnesota, which is not Minnesota anymore. It's actually beautiful in the state of Minnesota right now. But again, we're broadcasting live out of Glen Allen, Alaska. We are hooked up on Stack. If you'd like to call in at any time, you may. 1-866-582-9933. Again, that number is 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to check us out online, you know where to go, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to get over there in just a moment here and highlight what's going on in the United States of America and globally. Also wanted to let you know you can go over to Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook, or my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Again, double E. And folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, friends, as I was sharing with you, every month we're somewhere different in the United States of America. If we're not on the East Coast, we're on the West Coast. If we're not on the West Coast, we're in Texas. If we're not in Texas, we're in Minnesota. We're in Michigan. You name it, folks, we're there doing this stuff. We're practicing what we preach. And it was actually Paul that said, let me show you my faith by my works. That's how you bring forth fruit. And do keep in mind that we are those that are about the work of the Lord's hands here, and that's exactly what we're doing here in the state of Alaska even now. But interestingly enough, yesterday we get up and we fly for 5.5 hours, and then after we're done flying for five and a half hours, then we're in a van for 4 hours driving. So we spent about, well, between 9.5 to 10 hours driving just to get to the people here in Alaska. And folks, I got to tell you, it's beautifully. It's absolutely beautifully established in every sense of the word. This is God's country from coast to coast. And it was also interesting to note that when we were up in the airplane, of course, we've been told by the state-controlled media, because, again, they want to set the narrative, that there's a population, overpopulation problem. And I say to those people that say that we have an overpopulation problem and we need to get rid of some of the population, I say them first and foremost. But I also wanted to say this, friends. It's humorous when you're in an airplane at any time, no matter where you're at in the United States of America, as to how you're led to believe that we have a land shortage in this country. I want to tell you something, friends. First and foremost, we don't have a land shortage in this country in any sense of the word. We have a lack of population. We're to replenish. We're to reproduce. That's what God commanded us to do. And if you take a look at what's going on out there, we have much to do, America. So don't get this gloom and doom going through you that there's nothing we can do and America's all over with. And I'm going to get to that in just a moment as well. But interestingly enough, again, friends, when we were flying here from Minnesota to Alaska yesterday, that's all we could see was land, nothing but land, and a lack of population. So let me set that narrative straight. I also wanted to let you know as well, friends, that we're going to be jumping over to sonsoflibertymedia.com in just a moment here. And again, we're going to start to highlight some of the things that are going on across your country. And folks, again, it really is this simple. I did an interview at a Christian radio station in Alaska, Glenn Allen here this morning, and they were asking, well, what are we doing here? Well, we're not limited. We're called to go preach the gospel to the whole world. So no matter where we have to go or no matter what we have to do to get to the people, we're going to do just that. And we're going to be, if you're in Alaska, by the way, in the Glen Allen area, do keep in mind we're going to be at the local school at 6:30 p.m. tonight. Again, that's 6:30 p.m. tonight in Glen Allen, Alaska. So do come out and say hello to us. Now, aside of that, I want to get over to the topics concerning what's going on in the sonsoflibertymedia.com, and then we're going to jump over to another topic, hopefully if I can get to it. But, folks, we have law professors in the United States of America that are encouraging coercion to take children away from parents who smoke. Again, here we have the communists dictating. We see what's coming out of the colleges across the United States of America, a bunch of burnt hippies still burnt out on PCP or some illegal drug. And interestingly enough, they've dummied down your students and your children so far that they're actually paying these professors to make them good communists and good useful idiots. But again, pay attention to what's coming out of their hearts, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And what are we hearing now? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Law professor encourages coercion to take children away from parents who smoke. And by the way, if I could add to that, friends, do keep in mind that this whole agenda, this whole sexual perversion, transgender, homosexual, sodomite, lesbian, you name it, folks, whatever they want to call themselves, you need to understand that this is about taking away and usurping parental authority because at length they want to take your kids away from you. And they've already taken that first step in public schools, and you can see that through the NEA and the things that they're establishing in public schools. Now they're taking it to the mainstream, and they're wanting to do this at large. So, America, you do have something to worry about, but I also want to tell you this. If you simply would stand up and do the right thing and deal with the small population that's trying to destroy your country, you wouldn't be in this position in the first place. So aside of that, sonsoflibertymedia.com, a spirit of violence and civil unrest is rising in America. Now, do remember, America, I've been warning you this with this for a long time now concerning what this criminal administration is attempting to advocate by inciting domestic insurrection. And they're using small pockets of people, and they're doing anything and everything that they can do to bring about civil unrest. Because keep in mind, if we can create chaos, out of that chaos, we can create a new world order. And the way to stop that, friends, is actually stand up and quit praising the works of the devil and the wicked, friends. The way to actually deal with the 300 people that you're told on a 24/7 basis through other show hosts that are controlling the globe, why don't you stand up and deal with the 300 people and that at length billions of people won't have to die in the process? I say it's better to get rid of the bad guys so that the good guys can live and prosper in the world that God has created for us. And, again, if we just simply come back to what he commanded us to do, we wouldn't be where we're at today. But, again, keep in mind, I told you, America, a spirit of violence and civil unrest is rising in America. It's all by design. And, again, keep in mind, God said that he would destroy that country and he would turn that country into hell that forgets him in Psalm 9:16. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, journalist admission. This is what I told you again here again, friends. Journalist admission, a step to legitimizing pedophilia. That's what this is all about. Making your children a prey. And this criminal in the White House, America, has given the green light, along with CEOs that are alive, the covenant of death and the covenant of hell, which shall be disannulled sooner or later. I prefer sooner.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become become a Son or Daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Glen Allen, Alaska, friends. We got a bunch of speaking engagements going on out here. And again, friends, what we're doing is we're leading by example as we follow the Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1. And follow me as I follow Christ, Paul said, and that's exactly what we're doing, because the Great Commission is to go out into the world and preach the gospel to the world, and that's exactly what we're called to do, to bear the reproach of Christ without the camp. And again, friends, that's what we're called to do, so therefore that's exactly what we are doing. I was just highlighting right before this last segment that journalist admission that a step to legitimizing pedophilia is what this is all about. Now, friends, again, I want to remind you that what's going on concerning these companies that are allied and opening their bathrooms, giving a green light to sexual predators to prey on the innocent victims in their bathrooms. You know, if you want to actually bring about resolve to the problem, quit facilitating these stores. Quit patronizing their stores. Quit going and buying their products, friends. Shut them down. Because they're going to have to listen to you sooner or later. Well, I hear people sometimes say, well, all these companies, you know, they're subsidized. This company owns that company, and that company owns this company. Well, friends, either you're going to send the message or they're going to send the message. Either you're going to win the day or they're going to win the day. But, folks, we have the President of the United States of America, and when I call him a criminal, folks, you do need to understand that he is a criminal. Until you start calling him for what he is, nothing's going to change in this country. He's a criminal. And he needs to be dealt with as such. He's giving the green light, along with the CEOs in this country, to sexual predators to prey on innocents in bathrooms. They are legally and personally responsible for that which they're advocating. Now, as I told you what this was about for many years, and by the way, if you'd like to call in and apologize at any time, do. I'll take the call, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Oh, and P.S., I wanted to let you know that I'm not looking for the apology. The young people are, because you should have listened a long time ago as to what this is about. But again, 7¾ years later, here we are dealing with the criminal with mask off. And friends, you need to understand, the institution of government is God-ordained. I praise God for it. But we have bad men in that institution that God has ordained. And we are not only obligated, but we have a duty to lawfully deal with them, Article 2, Section 4, as well. In saying that, friends, this is mask off. This is who these people are. This is why I've been bringing these things to the light over and over and over again. Because, folks, these things are not advocated by the people. The people are standing against what a small group of people are doing through Washington. And that tells you exactly who they are. If they're advocating transgenders, it's because they are a part of it. If they're advocating sodomy, it's because they're a part of it. If they're advocating lesbianism, it's because they're a part of it. Folks, I mean, it's going to get to the point where you're going to realize, hopefully sooner than later, that you're dealing with the people that are at war with God. At the end of the day, it's either you be killing sin or sin be killing you lawfully, okay? But now we have journalists in the United States of America admitting that what's going on through this administration is to legitimize pedophilia. And as I shared with you 2 weeks ago, friends, now the pedophiles, friends, are crying and they're saying to the corrupt government that's looking for them so they can give them a narrative as well. You know, these poor pedophiles, they need their rights too that God didn't give them. So therefore, we're going to get rid of God and we're going to give them a privilege to war against the people of God. And that's exactly what's happening today. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, friends, either you be killing sin or sin be killing you. Said Preacher Owens. Hey, folks, listen to this one. Just when you didn't think it could get any worse, trans masculine teacher gets $60,000 after coworkers refuse to call her they. Let me say that again. Trans masculine. See, there's no limits here, friends. Trans masculine teacher gets $60,000 after coworkers refuse to call her they. Well, I'll tell you what, folks. Article 3, Section 1 tells us that judges are to sit during good behavior. If they sit and act out in bad behavior, you are to remove the judges. What sort of an individual would add and enable a mentally unstable, a mentally sick individual that doesn't know what it is? It's a woman, but she wants to be called they. What kind of a judge would actually give her a decision to take the person that wouldn't admit something that is not true, she's a woman. And because they wouldn't call her what she wanted to be called, this judge gave the judgment that that person that wouldn't submit to this messed up, sick-minded individual, mentally ill individual, that judge said you need to compensate restitution, give her $60,000. Friends, really. Now you can see where this is going. And what I just said is either you be killing sin or sin be killing you. Isn't it interesting how when the conservatives, you know, when they're wronged by these people, they just ask for an apology. But when these people are wronged by you, according to their reprobate, debased, degraded minds, isn't it interesting? They want your wallets. They want your houses. They want your business. See, friends, as I've always said, This isn't about attacking any particular people. This is about protecting a particular people that are under attack. Now it's you, America. So how are you going to respond to this? And let me tell you this. You better respond one way or another while you have the time to do it. And do keep in mind a word of exhortation, edification, and encouragement. You still have the freedom to right the wrongs. So right them. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends. They canceled the Lord's Prayer at this school's graduation, and then this happened. Why is the administration zeroing in on our foundations? Remember he said he wanted to fundamentally transform America? Why, America, are you allowing this devil criminal in the White House? Why are you allowing him to upend your Constitution? Why are you allowing him? See, because this is really what it comes down to. I can go into great specificity concerning the crimes and who's responsible for the crimes, but you already know that. And really what it comes down to is the American people are still looking for an excuse as to why they don't want to do anything about the problems in which they complain about. They want somebody else to do that. See, they love their country so much that they want someone else to actually sacrifice themselves so that they can remain in their sinful lifestyles before God. So instead of repenting before a just and a holy God and putting their faith in Jesus Christ and actually bringing forth fruits of repentance, Matthew 3, no, they want someone else to do that for them. And that's why America's in trouble, because America, you won't take responsibility before God. That's why you're in trouble, okay? You can go ahead and prep all you want. You can go ahead and arm yourselves all you want. You go ahead and do whatever you want. You go ahead and put the man in the White House that you want there. But America, you can put the most righteous man in the White House today, and it doesn't matter. You're under judgment because of the way that you have turned the shoulder to the face of the things of God. And God said he would cast it in your teeth, in the book of Jeremiah, and casting it in your teeth is exactly what he's doing. And every step of the way, America, for the last 15 years on radio, I've warned you and I've warned you and I've warned you of the things coming, and I have been right, spot on, 100% of the time. Just give it a little time. And then when you're in the middle of the mess, you then turn your shoulder again and act like we're talking about some third world country when in fact we're not. America, you're being destroyed because of your sin. Your sin is finding you out. Numbers 32:23. And the sin that's, the soul that sins, it shall die. It's time to repent, America, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's the message America needs to listen to, and it's the message that most people in this country don't want to listen to. But again, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, they canceled the Lord's Prayer at this school's graduation, and then this happened. Folks, the young people are backfiring. They're regurgitating the message that's being thrown down on them. They know that the parents, 86% of you out there that are sending them to the school gate to be indoctrinated illegally by the federal government through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, they know that you're the biggest hypocrites known to mankind. They know that you're a part of the problem. They see you complain about what's going on in their country, but then they also see you every morning. That's the last thing they see as they walk into the school gate to be illegally indoctrinated. You conservatives, you patriots, and or you counterfeit Christians. You know what the problem is, but you subject your kids to it anyways. And wisdom is justified by your children. Forget it not. Let me give you another I told you so. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Hillary Clinton admits U.S. created Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Now, folks, what is it going to take for these conservative show hosts across the United States? Why do they keep talking about terrorism? Folks, do you not understand that this is self-inflicted and that's what totalitarianism is? You create your own enemies, and then what you do is you advocate, you stomp your enemies, you conquer by any means necessary. But, folks, you need to understand that Hillary Clinton, in her confusion, blurted the truth out when she said she admits that the United States of America created Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Well, what is it going to be for you to figure this out? I mean, look at any dictator of the past. You can see that they were the ones that were creating the crime. They were creating the chaos. Now, folks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back on the other side. Got a couple more things I want to highlight, and then I want to get to a message that I want to share with you. And I want to give it to you plain as day, line upon line, precept upon precept.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Glen Allen, Alaska, friends. Boy, oh boy, is it beautiful out here, I can tell you that. 10 hours away from home, but you know what? Let me tell you, it's worth it. Wanted to let you know that if you'd like to call in, you can, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I just want to highlight a couple more articles here, folks, because we have in Canada now an article written by Brian Fisher from American Family Association on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Transvestites, tell the truth about them, go to prison. Now, folks, it wasn't too long ago where I was highlighting Justin Trudeau out of, or the Prime Minister out of Canada, how he is opening the doors to the Muslims. And interestingly enough, you can go online and see image after image of Justin worshiping Allah with the radical Muslims that mean to destroy. As a matter of fact, many people believe that that will be a staging point for the attack on America when it comes. And rest assured, it's going to come sooner or later. You can read the Word of God and know that. And I'm not talking about eschatology, friends. I'm not talking about the end times. I'm talking about a disobedient nation. That's what I'm talking about here. And but what's interesting, friends, here again, I really do hate saying it, friends, but I told you so. I told you on the heels of the radical homosexuals are the Muslims. And that's exactly what we're seeing happening to the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. And interestingly enough, the gay Gestapo is on a mission from the Dark Lord to relentlessly harass, intimidate, punish, and silence every advocate of sexual normalcy. Now, keep in mind, in Canada, friends, what they did firstly is once they passed, they stumbled over that rock of offense. His name is Jesus Christ. In their preamble, their nation's preamble. They had to get rid of God. And then what they did is the homosexuals, they wanted something called homosexual marriage, which, again, has never been in the history of mankind. Now, keep in mind the pattern. The first thing they did was attack the church. That was the first thing they had to do, is silence the church. That's what they're trying to do in America today. And I told you that 6 years ago. And then the second thing they did was they attacked homeschoolers. They told the dads and the moms that are homeschooling their children in Canada, no longer can you teach your children that sodomy is a sin, or nor is it an abomination. And the third thing they did is they wanted to lower the age of anal consent from 16 years old to 14 years old, and that's exactly what they're trying to do in America today. They're going on a full-scale assault on the American people, this transgenderism, friends. And again, you need to send the message that this will not be tolerated, and throw a couple of these guys in jail. And I want to tell you why, because if you don't throw them in jail, they're going to throw you in jail. Now, what happened in Canada 6 years ago is exactly how America is under attack today. So it is a global initiative, and they're using Islam as the tool, the political battering ram, to just go ahead and conquer by any means necessary. It's not a religion, friends. They're just using it as a political battering ram for a moment to establish and to basically conquer all that oppose it. That's all. That's all that's about. But now what I want you to understand is a bill was just introduced by the Prime Minister out there in the Canada's Liberal Party. And what they want to do is they don't only want to ban discrimination against the sexually confused. It would also punish anyone who dares disagree with transgenders now in Canada, friends. So you see now how they're just incrementally taking these steps, and the people in Canada are just allowing them to do it. Well, the bill would classify as hate speech in any public speech or communication that promotes, listen carefully, hatred. They're equating, folks, see, what they're doing is they're equating God's moral law with hate. See, they, and really what it comes down to is they hate God's government, okay? But they're calling it hate to actually incite God's law against their crimes. And that's what I mean when I say either you're going to be killing sin or sin's going to be killing you. But listen, the hate speech bill that would put a preacher in prison for 2 years over in Canada, it would be considered hate. And it promotes hatred to speak out against the basis of gender identity or gender expression. If you'd like to read the article, you can, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And, friends, there's so many different things we could talk about. And I want to reiterate the fact that we have so many different contributors from all over the United States, from lawyers to preachers, so on and so forth, to activists that are out there doing something about it. They're in the culture war. They're actually, they have the scars to show you that, listen, we love America enough to fight for it. We love God enough to respond to the call. And it's interesting that what you're seeing all across the boards on sonsoflibertymedia.com is, for the most part, they're hitting the same topics at the same time, because they understand that that's all the government has to do, is demoralize the people. And in the process, what they'll do is they'll wield more control over those people. And the way to do that is to sexually do that, to confuse the young people. But again, friends, I hate saying it again, America, you've known this for how many years and you let it go? Let me highlight a couple more articles here. Hitler, Stalin, and ISIS quotes in Pennsylvania high school yearbook. What's going on, folks? Hey, folks, you can call it whatever you want, national socialism. You can call it communism. You can call it whatever you want to call it. It all comes from the same devil. Okay? Don't get confused. It's all, and by the way, folks, dictators act like dictators. There's nothing new under the sun. They may look different, but they all act the same. But Hitler, Stalin, and ISIS quotes in Pennsylvania high school yearbook? Really, friends? Can you imagine what's going to be up and coming when these young people that are putting Hitler, Stalin, and ISIS quotes in their yearbooks, can you imagine what America is going to look like once they get into power, friends? See, the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation is going to be the philosophy taught in the government in the next. And that's exactly what we're heading to right now, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Court records. Planned Parenthood attorney admits collision with and while DA confesses she broke the law. You're under attack, America. The DA confesses that she broke the law. Yet they're prosecuting Troy Newman in Operation Rescue for exposing Planned Parenthood for selling baby parts America, did you hear me? This is what your government's doing today in America. They're selling baby parts. That's what they're doing in your country. And now they're attacking anybody that would expose them. This is Cain and Abel, friends. One is righteous and one is wicked. And it's exactly what we're seeing today. But which one are you going to submit to? And that's really what this comes to. Because what's happening in America is so unthinkable. And P.S., friends, they mean for it to be unthinkable. They want you to think that this isn't as bad as it all seems to be. It is, friends. It really is that bad. And for me to say and turn around and say, you know what, America, I love you enough to say we got a job to do, yeah, that's fine. A whole lot of people don't have to respond. That's okay. I find solace in that, and I want to tell you why. Because God doesn't need a majority to prevail. Just ask Eleazar, the son of Dodo. Just ask David. Ask David's three mighty men. Ask Gideon, friends. Ask the children of Israel who really understood the God of Israel. God doesn't need a majority of people to prevail. He needs a small minority that are keen on setting brush fires in the minds of the people. And that's exactly what the Sons of Liberty did back in the day, friends. And I'm talking about James Otis. I'm talking about John Adams. I'm talking about Samuel Adams. I'm talking about John Hancock. I'm talking about Patrick Henry. That's who the Sons of Liberty were. And friends, when you were in school, probably, you were led to believe that these men were true heroes of the revolution. Well, guess what? They were. And do keep in mind that the king across the pond was calling them terrorists for resisting his tyrannical rule, just like they're attempting to do to you today. So how are you going to go down? What are you going to leave your posterity? What is the record they're going to have of those that dropped the ball on them or those that have stood up and fight? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, six giant corporations control the media. And listen to this, friends. And Americans consume 10 hours of programming every single day. Oh, hey, let me tell you something, friends. These clowns, these minions, these useful idiots to the enemy of their souls, I want to tell you something. They would have you dummy down. And what a better way to do it than to put you in front of the television. And isn't it interesting how the scripture runs counter to what you accept, America? Isn't it interesting that in 2 Corinthians 6 it tells us that we're to come out from among them, we're to be separate, touch not the unclean thing. And then the Lord said, I will receive you. He said, then you'll be my sons and my daughters, and I'll be your God, and I'll dwell and I'll walk in them. Or if you go over to James 4:4, which comes to my aid right now, isn't it interesting that he said, you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Or what about 1 John, folks? The spirit of Antichrist, what does it promote? The love of the world, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the lust of the eyes. Isn't that all that television promotes, friends? And keep in mind, David would not set any wicked thing before his eyes in Psalm 101, verse 3. But America, you know that six corporations control the media, and yet Americans consume 10 hours of programming every day? Come on. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, friends. You can fix stupidity, which means dull and insensible. You can fix that if people are willing to open their ears and willing to open their eyes to receive the message. You know the media is controlled from top to bottom, yet you watch the television 10 hours a day. In America, you have the audacity to turn around and say, what's wrong with this country? What is it that they put on television, friends, that's edifying? It's meant for mankind to use it as a blessing. And keep in mind, friends, back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, they would dare not do what you're allowing them to do today. And for the most part, the airwaves, as well as radio, friends, was all used for what? The gospel of Jesus Christ. Now what are they using it for? To war against the gospel. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. Broadcasting live out of Glen Allen, Alaska. We're going to be right back on the other side of the break. Last segment coming up, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. What can I say about Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio? Listen. Just make it a point to listen and get educated. Look, you want non-fluff, hard-hitting, constitutional and biblical truth on how this country should run and how we're going to win it back? You have to listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great-tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available to store near you or twiningsusa.com.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment, broadcasting live out of Glen Allen, Alaska. And thank you for joining us today, friends. It's always different when you're out on the road, because when you're at the studio, you have everything in front of you. You know your firepower. You know how accessible everything is. But when you get out on the road, it's a little bit more difficult because it's harder to grab a hold of everything that you need when you need it and how you need it. But anyways, we're making things work here. And in the process, I thank you for joining us today. Again, friends, just laying the responsibility of the guilty party, because America, you can blame the government for all the ills of society that you want, but you do need to keep in remembrance, friends, that you are the government. Remember that they derive those. Those that serve we the people, our representatives, not our leaders, our representatives, those that serve we the people, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. So in other words, they're only doing what you're letting them get away with. Now, friends, I want to highlight one more thing, and I want to make another point here. Because, again, what's going on in your country is over the top. Katie Couric, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Katie Couric caught red-handed deceptively editing footage in gun documentary. You know that every step of the way, where they're trying to disarm you, where they're trying to overthrow you, where they're trying to conquer you, they need to use deceptive measures every step of the way. That's why I always go back to dictators of the past, because populations at large, if they would take the time to pull the curtain back on these dictators, you'll find, listen carefully, you'll find that there's nothing behind them. And everything that they do is premised on a lie, not on the truth. And this is what you have to get back to. This is why it's so important that we know the Word of God. study and show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The first prerequisite that Jesus bestowed upon us was what? That you're to take up your cross, deny yourself, follow me. And he said, you must know concerning the doctrine. Now, how are we to establish God's government where the gates of hell shall not prevail against it? How are we supposed to know his government if we don't even know the word of God? And it's that important that we know and that we have the mind of Christ and the heart of God. But again, friends, look what's going on here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Katie Couric caught red-handed deceptively editing footage in gun documentary because they know that facts are stubborn things. They know that they have to lie in an attempt to brainwash the people to accept their lie so they can go ahead and perpetuate their crime against the people. And in this particular case, they want to disarm you. And isn't it interesting? Those that want to disarm you are armed. And I know that this isn't a new revelation for anybody, but the bottom line is, friends, is you need to see that through. You need to think that through. Those that mean to disarm you, they are armed. And just think about this. They derive their just powers from you to disarm you while they remain armed over you to control you. But we see this almost on a daily basis in the United States of America. One of these criminals trying to steer the people's thoughts into a direction that's not true whatsoever so they can, again, gain the sympathy of the American people and say, you know what, we just need to get rid of all the guns because the guns are bad. Well, let me say this. And again, you first. If we're going to disarm people, then you first. And isn't it interesting, friends, and I've shared this with you in the past, but isn't it interesting that the UN, the United Nations in New York City, they have a gun on the outside of their building with a nozzle tied in a knot. But if you go inside of the building, guess what you're going to run into, friends? Armed security. And I have another question for you. How is it that the UN wants to keep their version of peace? We can already see who it's aimed at. It's aimed at the Christians, and they want to eradicate. They want to bring to extinction the Christian religion, which exposes their crimes. And who would be responsible for something like that, friends? The great deluder, the great deceiver, in whom there is no truth in him, just like his minions, his useful idiots. But again, friends, how is it that they want to hold the peace with mortars and tanks and armies and, you know, AKs and you name it, friends? That's how they want to keep the peace. But it's their version of the peace that they want to keep, friends. They want these lawless individuals to be armed, and they want to rule over lawful people. And why is that? Because they themselves are lawless, and that's why we are in trouble as a nation today. I want to highlight one more article here, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, California lawless individual again. Criminal gets called out for name-calling in committee proceedings, friends. That's all these people know how to do. You need to understand the tactics of your enemy. That's all they know how to do is shout and shoot. And I'm talking about those that mean to tear away at your Christian heritage, your constitutional foundation. That's all they know how to do is shout and shoot, lie, shout and shoot, lie, shout and shoot, lie, shout and shoot with the help of the state-controlled media, which, again, friends, is bought by 6 corporations. Been sharing that with you for some time. People are starting to catch on now from what we have been sharing with you for the past couple of years here, friends. Lie, shout, and shoot. Lie, shout, and shoot. Lie, shout, and shoot. And I want to reiterate this point as well. Friends, I don't need to highlight the crimes and go into specificity concerning the crimes of these criminals because you know who they are. And if you know who they are and you let them do it on another day, then again, I revert back to what it comes to in the book of Jeremiah. How do you pray for a people? How do you show mercy to a people that observe lying vanities, who forsake their own mercies? The book of Jonah tells us that. How is it that you have mercy upon a people that don't care? And I want to tell you the Lord's response to that. He said that to the Jeremiah the prophet. He said, don't even pray for this people. He said, they're revolters. They're rebellious. The Lord said through Jeremiah, friends, don't even pray for them people. America, is that where you're at? I had a guy the other day go on to one of my live feeds. He posted, he tagged me in one of his articles I had no idea who he was. I get so many friend requests daily. I literally think I can't even tell you how many friend requests I haven't confirmed yet because I don't have the room to take them on. But he got in there somehow, and he tagged me on one of his videos. And I thought, well, what is this? And I noticed the response of the people was all favorable, giving him thumbs up, saying, right on, good message, that's exactly right. And so what I did is I just clicked onto the video. I listened to it for about 2 minutes. And that's all I heard for the 2 minutes was an older man with white hair, gray-headed, telling the American people, I think he had a whole whopping 20 or 30 people that watched his video, saying, America, listen carefully, this is his message. And I want to ask you, is this the message that you want to hear? America, I just want to make sure that you understand, said he, there's absolutely nothing you can do about where your country's going right now. He said, this video did, this guy tagged me on one of his videos. He said, it's the inevitable. The republic will be destroyed. He said again, there's absolutely nothing we can do about it. You know, that didn't go over very well with me. Because I see the older generation offering this message, a hopeless message, to the young people. And I want to tell you something, friends. I want to ask you, where is the Holy Ghost, Christians, that you would give forth a message that there is no hope when that's all Christ does is offer hope? He is my life. He overcame death. He conquered the grave. You know the problem is? You're a counterfeit. You who offer hopelessness. You who offer to the world that there's nothing that you can do about what's going on. No, let's call it for what it is. You don't want to do anything about the issues in which are at hand today. You don't want to do anything about the problems. So what you do, you attempt to justify your inaction by going to the next generation and saying to them, you know what, there's nothing we can do about it. I want to tell you something, folks. That is the biggest lie conceived out of the pit of hell. Because, friends, when I was reading the book of Acts just the other day, it's interesting, Peter was preaching in what? The last days. That was 2,000 years ago. During the revolution, during every world war, people are saying, oh, this is all it. And then you have the false counterfeit professor saying, you know what? There's nothing we can do. We're going to be raptured. And you know what they're really saying for the first-time listeners? They're saying they want to be raptured from responsibility. And I want to tell you what they're doing is they're hastening and they're condemning themselves all the more to answer to the God that they didn't respond to on Judgment Day. And what comes to my aid right now, friends, those that offer that message, I want to tell you what, it's unchristian, it's not scriptural, the rapture is not scriptural. I don't care how many gloom and doomers you listen to on a 24/7 basis. Friends, when you do, in the natural, do the math, you tell me how 318 million people are sitting and standing down in the face of a handful of tyrants. It's because they don't want to respond to it. Don't blame God, you counterfeits, for leaving off the Word of God. You think for some reason within yourself that God gave you suggestions. He didn't give you suggestions. He gave you commandments. And I want to tell you what, your damnation is sure. And you can mark my words on it. Your damnation is sure. Folks, we're going to get to some more of this tomorrow, broadcasting live out of Glen Allen, Alaska. Thank you for joining us today on sonsoflibertyradio.com. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya!
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.